Gross. Let's see. Gross.
Hello.
All the poo on the wall, so much gross.
L.
Where's my water?
Mm.
I want cold coffee.
Nope. Let me pull this shiz up.
Shiz.
I said shiz, didn't I?
No, yeah. I just wanted to say it.
Oh.
Here's a picture. It's like, couple who try to conceive for 17 years welcome sextuplets. And someone says, when you hit print hella times and all the copies come out at once.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Because F that.
While you look for that, check this out. My annoying landlord. I pay this bitch $1,800 every month, and all she do is complain about me making too much noise walking around. So I bought a dog whistle and blow it all hours of the day and night, and now I complain how much her dog barks and keeps me up. It's the ultimate petty move, and I applaud you.
Bitches be petty.
Damn it, Sarah.
Sorry.
We haven't even started yet. Damn you, woman.
Damn you, woman.
I'm dying. Freaking potty mouth, write that down.
We hadn't started, so I was just getting prepared.
I'm kidding.
All right, I got the shiz.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do I got it? Is this this button? I think it's this button. Yes, it's this button that you got. I got it. I think. Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, or Vicky B, and we got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
I don't know if I could actually say your name anymore just without doing the ooh.
Oh, yeah. Just, ooh, Sarah.
Ooh, Sarah.
Ooh, Sarah.
Look at her butt.
It is so big. Oh,
like,
thanks.
She looks like one of those rap stars' girlfriends.
But who understands those? No. We could go on for the entire song.
No, we should.
Okay, if you want to get a hold of us, we have a Facebook, The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Insta at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
Fun fact.
What?
Sir Mix-a-Lot is our coworker.
Holler!
Isn't that weird to think about it that way? It's like, oh yeah, no big deal. Sir Mix-a-Lot is just, you know, he's just another guy in the building. Oh yeah, it's Mix. Fine. Yeah, I've talked to him a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay, because he is the morning show host on The Hot, mm-hmm. which is one of our sister stations right here in the building. He does broadcasts sometimes out of here, sometimes out of his house. So we see him from time to time.
Yeah, and he's super dope.
He's really nice.
From the few times I've encountered him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He came in the other day, but I was busy talking to someone. I was like, dang it, I want to say hi.
I want to say hi to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I haven't talked to him since live day.
I want to tell him his babies got back. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't actually. Actually, I might. Who knows?
You did get the picture of him with him fake grabbing your butt, and you have that printed and
framed.
In a frame.
And like right in my room where everyone, if you come in my room, can see it.
So
my poor boyfriend has to see it every day.
I feel like he should be honored.
Yeah, right? Babe, you actually get to tap this, so.
Right?
Sir Mix-a-Lot approved.
I was about to say, like, seal of approval.
Mm-hmm.
I only got to talk to him briefly on air when he was playing Beat Migs.
Oh, yeah.
Because whenever there's any live show, whether it's taped or not, like at events, I don't want Steve to win. It's more fun when the listener wins.
Totally, yeah.
So I definitely cheat every single time.
So you cheated for us from Mix-a-Lot so he could win.
Yeah, and I think, the first person, too, who played at Live Day as well, I'm just, like, giving him the answers.
Yeah, just whispering. Hey, this is the answer.
Okay.
You dummy.
And he called me beautiful. He's like, there's a beautiful woman over there. Give me the answers. I'm like, I didn't give you the answers, but I'll take the compliment.
But I am the beautiful woman you're talking about.
Yes, I'm pretty awesome.
Blushing a little.
Speaking of other things that make your dad happy to hear.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Dad.
Right. Father's Day is this freaking weekend. I kept thinking it was next
weekend.
Dude,
I know.
All right. Hoping BJ, If you're listening,
don't listen.
Don't listen until after Father's Day because we're going to talk presents.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell to buy my dad for Father's Day.
Dude, honestly.
That's not super expensive.
I know, right? Honestly, I am lucky because my dad has this now obsession with board games and it's been for the past few years. So his list is never ending. So he sends me a list of all the board games he wants. And I went to the game store yesterday and I play some games, but not his kind of games.
Not his level.
They didn't have like five of the games that he wanted. So I eventually got his number 6 and 7, which is fine. But then the people started talking about all the games I'm buying to me and I'm clueless, but I don't want to be like, this isn't for me. This is for my dad. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, you just politely be like, yeah, man, that sounds awesome. I can't wait. My dad's going to love this.
So they start asking me questions about it. Like, well, you know, the original was from this, that, and the other. And I was like, uh-huh. And he's like, did you know that the, and I'm like, yeah.
There's no shame in being like, this is for my dad, guys.
But he kept going on and on and on. And I was like,
that's how you get him to stop.
I need to get out of this. I need to leave. But yeah, so I got him some games.
Nice.
So yeah, but I cannot believe it's already coming up.
Really. It's just like June, like, is almost, it's yeah. like halfway over.
Yeah. What does your dad want? Does he?
Well, here's the thing. My parents have this thing, and my brother, too. And I guess all of us do, too, but I'm a little bit more sneaky about stuff. Whenever it comes to any kind of gift-giving holiday, hey, what do you want? Oh, no, you don't have to get me anything. Or don't
worry
about
it. That would drive me crazy because, and you know, they would like to be open something or, like, the thought be there or make them something or something, you know?
Right. And it's like, do you want, like, there's one year my mom's like, I just want pictures, like, of all of us, like, family pictures. So
oh,
I made
cute.
That happen.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I'm like, okay, but just tell me what you want. My brother's the same thing. I'm like, what do you need? Like, he's not a college kid anymore because he graduated, but he still kind of lives like a college kid.
Totally, yeah.
He lives with another college kid and their apartment looks like
disgusting.
And smells like a dude. Because they both are runners, so it's just very musty. Imagine it's smelling like you after yoga all the time.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
So, yeah. Two boys in their 20s.
Ugh. Sometimes my room smells like that. Mm. And it's not because of me.
Gross. Anywho. But I'm like, what do you want? Do you want a rice cooker? Do you want, like, a crock pot? Like, what? A toaster?
Hell no. They're not going to. They're probably just eating Top Ramen. They're not going to, like, do stuff.
Well,
like,
they're runners, so they kind of have to eat something better than Top Ramen.
Yeah, but they're not actually going to crock pot or blend.
My brother
stuff.
Does.
You really?
Yeah, he's learned how to do some
cooking. I would not want appliances unless I'm like moving into a house
or
something.
The whole point of the appliance, like a freaking rice cooker, is that you can make a crap ton of rice.
I would never do
that. For very cheap and very easy rice.
For me,
water, done.
Never do it.
Rice for like 2-3 days.
I would never do that.
To be fair, you don't cook
frozen rice and put it in the microwave.
You don't cook in general, though.
Exactly.
So, I mean, my brother has learned to.
But does he like to, and will he?
Yeah, he will. I don't know if he likes it, but he will.
I don't know. I would think of a college-y boy would just rather have a microwave.
He takes his health seriously. Like, he doesn't drink soda. He doesn't drink alcohol.
I think it's a lame gift still.
No,
I would never want a rice cooker or, like, a blender.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't tell me what he wants. So I'm like, do you need anything? Like, I need to give you something, and you're not giving me any clues.
At that rate, I would just get him a gift card.
Last year for Chris, because his birthday and Christmas are he's 6 days younger than you are. So for his birthday, I bought him, they sell these really cute, it's like a shark bowl.
Yeah.
And it looks like a shark's opening its mouth and you put your snacks in there.
Yeah.
And so you put little goldfish crackers in it. It looks like it's got
like
goldfish in its mouth.
Like a toddler, like when you go to school in elementary school and it's snack time and you have like the little
goldfish-y.
Fun container.
But this is like a ceramic one. It's like a nice one. Like, it's not made out of plastic or anything.
Yeah.
So I bought him that, and I put a bunch of snacks in a box. And I'm like, here you go.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he thought it was cool.
Does he, like, use it and stuff?
Yeah. I went over to his house the other day when I went, one time I visited, and actually went inside his apartment. And not only did it smell bad, but he had goldfish crackers in it. So it was just, like, out for, like, whenever you wanted goldfish crackers. I thought it was really cute.
Well, it's because I loved cereal when I was younger, and my friend got me a cereal dispenser. And I was like, oh, this is so dope. But I didn't use it at all. Like, didn't use it once. You know, it's like one of those things. Like, that's.
Do you still have it?
If I do, it's downstairs in my, like, gifts that have been there for, like, 10 years
I'll
now.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I might still, actually.
If you do, I'll take it because I want one.
Yeah, it's Hello Kitty.
Oh, wait, no, you don't have it anymore.
Oh, I don't?
I think we gave it away. We did a.
Oh, because you didn't want if it was Hello Kitty, did you?
No, what ended up happening was I think we did a test. To see, like, we each brought something into the studio and see who, like, because remember when we used to have the free table at our old studio?
Yeah.
It's basically like you can put food there, or you can like, hey, I have these books or whatever this is. It's free. Take it. T-shirts.
Who would take it first? Right?
Yeah. So like, I think either you or your dad brought the Hello Kitty cereal dispenser, and then I brought like DDR. And so we put a camera there and we saw who took, like, who, how long it would take for somebody to grab something and what they would take.
Yeah.
So we're all hoping like our item would get taken
first.
And yours was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Yay!
I think it was a gal used to work here, Jenna, I think.
Yeah.
She got it for her kid.
Nice.
I thought that was really funny. Winning. Anywho, so you do not have it anymore. I know that.
Darn, sorry.
Going back to the task at hand, Father's Day gift.
Yeah.
My dad's like, I'm thinking of buying myself this special saw because he's got some projects he wants to work on. He's borrowing a saw.
Okay.
It's a special type. It's not like just a one you see for cutting wood.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, how much do those run? It's like, oh, about $100. I'm like, do you want that? Like, would that be a gift for Father's Day that you would want? Like, would that be an appropriate gift? And he's like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. I'm like, okay, send me the type it is, because I don't want to I don't know what it is.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that might be a good idea. I'm like, yeah, we could split it, my brother and I, like, down the middle. It's like, this is perfect. My mom already got him a gift. She got him some clothes that he's been needing. And so I'm like, ugh.
Do it. Is he going to do it?
He hasn't done it yet. So I don't think he's going
to. Well, if he doesn't, you could always try to find, I mean, wherever that saw is, like, sold, like Home Depot or wherever.
I don't know what it's called. I just know it's a saw. Yeah. He has a Home Depot credit card, though, too. So I'm like,
yeah, but the gift card, you don't even have to. You don't have to. Credit card, you'll eventually have to pay that back.
I don't know. They're really weird. Like, I mean, gift cards are fine. The only time we give gift cards in my family are for, like, hair. Like, if you want to, like, splurge on someone
else
or get your hair done.
I mean, I get it. Gift cards are so, like,
impersonal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, with my boyfriend's father, I get him gift cards for his birthday. And probably, like, I feel like that's what I've been getting him. And I'm already like, okay, like, can we do something else? So luckily he wants like this grill top or something, so I got him that and beer, so I feel a little more like, okay, it's actually like I had to go to a specific place to get this rather than just the supermarket and pick out an Amazon card or something. But I mean, it's better than getting the wrong saw or not getting anything at all.
Well, like, what our go-to, I've realized, for my brother and I is we buy him jackets or sweaters. And I've seen some really sick-looking, like, sweaters. Like, I've gotten some cool, like, they're hoodies, but they're ones that you can, like, wear to, like, a semi-nice thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of, like, you look a little bit more dressy than just wearing a standard hoodie or, like, this really sick jacket. And I'm like, you look so young and cool, but not, like, you're trying too hard kind of jacket.
Yeah.
And I got a really good deal on it. And so my mom said, do not buy your dad any more jackets or sweaters because he has a ton. And he has so many that we have no more space on the coat rack. All of them are his.
Yeah.
So no space in the closets. And we need to go through, but they're really bad at like getting rid of stuff.
I mean, that's how I feel about my closet and everything. Like, thank you for the thought, but holy hell.
It's like, no more.
There's no room. And I've gone through it and I like all the things I have. So it's like, either I need a bigger place or I'm screwed, you know?
Right. And so I went to the Sounders game a couple weeks back with my buddy Chase.
Oh, yeah.
And he told me, he's like, you know, we can look at stuff in the store inside, but if you go across the street.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, way cheaper. He's like, I'll go to the discount racks. And I got myself a Sounders tank top for $10.
Holler.
A Seahawks tank top for $13.
Wow.
Which these tank tops are like $30 to $40.
Oh, yeah, because they're like the real deal.
Mm-hmm. And so then I found this really awesome zip up non-hoodie, kind of like, I don't know what you'd call them. They're
just like a jacket
kind of thing, but they're lighter than a jacket.
Yeah.
Not a windbreaker, but they're like that soft material for $26.
For him?
A Seahawks.
Did you get it?
I got it, but I don't, like, I got it because I figured I will be able to give this to somebody at some point.
Oh, okay. So
like
not
for Christmas.
For him.
Yeah. But got I thought it. About it. I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect. It's really cool looking. He doesn't have anything like this. And then I'm like, I already promised my mom not to buy him a jacket. And I showed it to my mom. She's like, that's really cool. Give it to your brother. I'm like, it's too big for my brother.
Plus, it's not Brother's Day.
Yeah. I'm like, I can save it for his birthday in like, you know, 6 months. But
yeah,
like, I still don't have a present. So I have this in a bag in my closet. Just chilling.
Just chilling. Hey, at least you have a backup gift, though.
Right.
That's always handy to have.
But like, it's so easy to get like women stuff, like generic stuff.
Yeah, but even that it's like, okay, I've gotten you soap and like body wash,
flowers
every year. Yeah.
Chocolates and jewelry.
Jewelry. Or like for my mom who lives out of town, okay, I've sent you edible arrangements or I've sent you flowers for Mother's Day and your birthday and Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Like that even gets annoying.
Yeah. Like I forget what I keep getting my mom. We did get our Build-A-Bear 1 year. I got my brother Build-A-Bear too.
Did you guys put the sound effects in it, or did you guys say
no? Because we knew she would kind of get annoyed by it, so we put two hearts in it though.
Oh,
because my brother and I went and did it together.
Yeah, that's cute.
So we did. I gave my brother a Build-A-Bear Charmander for Christmas because, again, he doesn't tell me what he needs, so I'm just gonna get you stuff that I think would be fun.
See, at that point, you should just get a gift card. Right. I would much rather get a gift card than like random crap.
But at least you're honest with what you want, though.
So much random crap.
But you're honest with what you want, though, too, for the most part.
Well, I normally don't really want anything.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you know,
like bottled wine.
Exactly. Booze.
Well, like my, what was it? Totally blanking. Oh, what I do with my brother for Christmas when my parents ask me what I want, because they always go to, we always go to each other like, hey, what does Juan want? What does your mom want?
Yeah.
So I always tell my brother whenever I see something I want, I send him a picture of it. And I'll be like, when mom and dad ask, this is what I want.
Oh.
It's like a picture of like these heels 1 year, and my brother ended up buying me the heels.
Cute.
Or like a hair straightener, or like a specific hair curler straightener.
Yeah.
Like, this is the one I want.
And the specific kind. Yes. Yeah, so they don't screw it up.
Yeah. But my parents actually, they're not bad at like picking out gifts. Sometimes they get me stuff that I didn't even think of getting for myself.
Yeah. Or like, writing on your list or something.
Right. Like, well, one's like the face scrubber thingy, the really expensive, like Clarisonic.
Oh,
the ones that like, yeah, wash your face.
Yeah.
And then my mom got me this last year. I opened it and I kind of sat there. She's like, do you love it? I'm like, what is it?
What is this?
It was actually fun. It was the DJ game. It was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally blanking on the name right now. Anywho. Drop Mix.
Drop Mix.
It's a lot of fun. So I was sitting here. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
But thank you. I love it.
So, yes, if you guys have any suggestions, feel free to message us.
Yes. ASAP too, because it's in a few days.
And speaking of messages, we did get a couple. Just a lot in the rook. Stop it. All right. We actually did get quite a few. So this person did not write who they were, but it's a 425 number. It says, hey ladies, have you ever had family members comment to other family about stuff you said on Facebook and that you need to censor yourself, that you can't say the things that you say? So are you saying that, like, have we had family members that were saying to, like let's say your mom was saying to your aunt was saying to your mom.
Oh, you can't say that on Facebook.
It's like whether they're talking about your crap or not, are you saying that do you feel like you have to censor yourself because your family is on Facebook? Or are they saying you should be censoring yourself? Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah. Or is like your aunt talking to
like your mom?
Your mom saying like, Sarah shouldn't be saying all this on Facebook.
Right. But like, do you feel like you have to censor yourself on Facebook?
My answer would be absolutely not, except for this job. This job is what I feel like I have to censor myself with all social media, honestly, because we're looked at, but we're looked at as part of the station as well.
Right. So we have to be careful with the words we use.
Yes. With my family, no. Not, I mean, if I've always been like, this is my voice, I'll say what I want to. And this is, you know, you can't have any control in that. And if you don't like it, then don't be friends with me on Facebook. I've always had a very big belief in that.
Very outspoken.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is a very good thing.
I'm already like, if I have a wedding, like, there are going to be songs that are played. There's going to be things in my vows that sorry, Grandma, if you don't want to hear it, then
don't come to my wedding.
Bring earplugs, you know? But no, I mean, I have like aunts and stuff who they're just so annoying on Facebook and just will post a bunch of stuff on my page and will say stuff that like I'm just roll my eyes at or whatever. But I mean, if they were ever to like talk bad about what I say, I'd be like, well, unfriend.
Well, that's why I don't add some of my family members. I have one uncle, which oddly enough is he's a white dude, married my aunt who's Mexican, and he's actually quite racist and very old school thing. He's a little bit older too. So kind of old school thinking.
Yeah.
And he posts some very sexist and like bad things on Facebook. And I'm not even friends with him on Facebook. I didn't add him. My other cousin had to screenshot it and send it to me. She's like, can you believe Uncle John said this? I'm like, I believe it.
Yeah. What if you had family members like talk to your parents about what you post on Facebook or something?
I'd probably delete them. I'm like, I don't know you. Like, no, there's no family member on my Facebook page that would do that. Where either my mom, like if she'd say like, well, she's her own person, so
yeah. Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
And I'd post a bunch of stuff like, hey, like I always post like whenever I see something like gay pride related, I love posting those that are like that touch my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, because I've seen some really cute videos recently and I thought, oh, I have some family members that would not like this.
Yeah.
I will post it.
Post it anyway.
But I don't really post on Facebook anymore.
Yeah. I would say the fact, first of all, that that family member is coming to your other family members rather than you directly if they have a problem is not cool in the first place, because in a way that's like just kind of talking behind your back.
Yeah.
But then I also think if they do come to you and you don't want to change the way you speak or you censor yourself or what you believe in and you just want to post it anyway, I would just tell them like, hey, this is my page and I'm going to post what I want and you have the choice to see it or not.
There was one recently where I commented on someone's picture and I'm like, should you be posting this? Because it was a picture going around of Prince Harry and what's her name? The one he married.
Kate or something?
No, that was the other one.
I don't know.
Carrie's the ginger. Anyways, it was a picture. It's like, what would your royal, you know, duchess name be? And it's like, it's madam or lord or whatever. And then you put in, like, you know, it's the ones where you like, you mix the first letter of your name with this, this and that. And like the street you were born, like you grew up on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how you get your name, you know. And the one that they did, I had seen someone else previously point out, all of these are common questions for when you get locked out of your email. Like, oh. What was your first pet's name? What was the street you grew up on? And what was this? And it's like, oh, crap.
Oh.
People are just putting that information out willingly.
That's like when people post their driver's license.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's like helpful. Like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, this could be sketch for
you. I'm like, you know, is this like, and I pointed that out. Nobody ever commented back. I'm like, well, enjoy. And they left the picture up. I'm like, have fun.
Yeah. You might want to private message them at that point then. Yeah, I didn't like, really. I wasn't trying to be a bitch. I was just trying to say, like, Be careful.
I think they probably just overlooked it and didn't say anything. But we did get more messages.
Okay.
This one is from Joe in Tacoma.
Joe!
He says, hey ladies, I could use some advice. One of my best friends is a woman who lives 2.5 hours away. So with that drive in our schedules, we're never in sync, so we only see each other a couple times a year. My girlfriend isn't the jealous type that she doesn't like me being alone with some of my female friends, so she is usually invited whenever I'm spending time with a female. But a lot of the times she's there, it ends up being them being girls together, like, you know, talking about fashion and makeup type stuff. And me basically feeling like the third wheel all day and getting no real one-on-one interaction time with my friend. I've talked to my girlfriend about it before, and she just reminds me how she's uncomfortable with me being alone with females. And how do I win without lying to my girlfriend or causing me unnecessary drama? I'm sorry for the long text, and thank you guys for any advice you give. So basically...
Okay, so she is jealous. The girlfriend is the jealous type. Yep.
Either I read that wrong or it was worded incorrectly. But basically, she's jealous when he hangs out with females by himself, but doesn't have a problem with him having female friends as long as she's there.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't get to have that one-on-one interaction time. And I do feel that. Like, one of my really good friends, who you know, we end up, like, him and I talk about comic books. We talk about, you know, life and philosophy. And, like, but just, like, we get deep down. And his girlfriend, who I'm also friends with, we can talk about, you know, gossip and this and that, but usually when we're hanging out, the three of us, when we do the gossipy thing, it's not a lot. So I'm usually done with that that type of stuff pretty quick, and then I go on to a conversation with him, and then she feels like the third wheel.
Totally, yeah.
So it's
a different dynamic.
That's a very tricky question, at least. What do you think?
I mean, it's definitely good that they get along and they know each other and they can interact and have, you know, a good time together. I'm curious to kind of see how the friend feels about it. I wonder if the friend kind of feels the same and if she is missing that relationship with just you rather than it being all three of you.
Because I do feel like I have to overcompensate sometimes with...
To make sure, like, you don't want to get in his pants and stuff.
Yeah, to kind of make sure the female or the girlfriend or the wife feels very comfortable around me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's sometimes totally. Where I force it, where, like, I put way too much... Not that I force it, but it's, like, that is my main priority. But other times it comes natural. Like, my friend has a wife. Like, him and I have been best friends for years, and we hooked up once. But that's... I'm pretty sure she knows. But, like, her and I get along really well. So I love chatting with her, too. And, like, I'll chat with him about different stuff, and I'll chat with her. And it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can have conversations and not with both of them and have it all be inclusive.
Yeah.
But there's other times where I'm sitting there, like, focusing on this female right here because I don't want to make it weird.
Well, it's probably, like, your situation, too, where I'm getting the sense where it's, like, the dude and the not-girlfriend have different things in common.
Because
I was going to suggest, well, why don't you guys try to do something
all together? Like.
All, that's a little bit more... Dude, you know,
so let's say she likes working, the best friend likes working on cars, the dude likes working on cars, but the best friend also likes talking about gossipy stuff, girl fashion.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why don't you all try to work on cars and see if that has a more of a middle ground. But then I was thinking of your situation, and it's like, if you two are into geeky stuff, but the other girl's not, like, y'all aren't going to want to go to Comic-Con or something.
Right.
Like, or that's totally just out of her realm.
Right. It's just that she, yeah, you feel left out. Like, you're like, I have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when you had that, like, when you were really, like, freaking out and stressing out, like, when you were with your boyfriend that one time where he was chatting with this girl that you had met and you weren't feeling great. And so they were just talking about their own thing, like politics or religion or something.
Yeah. And I had nothing to contribute.
And so you're just sitting there like,
Totally left out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, boy. This is a very tricky situation, especially because she lives so far away. It's not like you two can just grab lunch or something. Like, this has to be very planned out. And if your girlfriend's not invited and she is the jealous type, it's not going to end well for you.
No. What I would suggest, something to try, because this is, like you were saying, a really tricky situation. Talk to your friend about it. Be like, hey, you know, I know this is going to be hard, but can we both try to make an effort to, like, you can talk to her about the fashion and stuff, but let's try to remember to kind of steer the conversation so we're all talking about everything.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, when I felt left out with my boyfriend and this chick, them talking about religion, like, after I didn't realize that I was having all types of insecurities and this, that, and the other, but afterwards I realized, like, okay, that's cool. You guys can talk about that for, like, a little bit, but realize that it's the three of us and only two are talking. Like,
right.
It should be more of...
And this is my bonding time.
Yeah. And you're so far away and I want to bond with you too. So I feel like...
I mean, that does put some pressure on your friend. But if she wants the same kind of friendship, like, she's going to try to, like... I mean,
she
you
will
can
try.
Do it. You can too. You can be like, oh, yeah, fashion. That reminds me. Did you see the outfit that they put on Captain America this time, you know?
Yeah. 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 Or did you see the new Seahawks jerseys or
right.
whatever? Like, because I will tell you, I don't think your girlfriend will ever... get comfortable with you driving 2.5 hours away,
right?
Seeing this chick
by yourself.
Yeah, I just don't think she'll be okay with it. And you'll get an earful.
And I mean,
you do
more often than not. Like whenever my guy friends would get girlfriends and then now wives and stuff, I would put my distance in between. I'm like the one I was saying that I get along with him and his wife really well. It's like when he started to date anybody, I would kind of scoot back because I didn't want them to find me as intimidating, like a threat, yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, there was a few times where they saw me as so much of a threat that I didn't see him for 2 years. He wasn't allowed to talk to me.
Yeah.
And so that I called him out so hard.
And you don't want that to happen with your friend,
right?
This guy that doesn't want this to happen to his long-distance friend, you know?
The one thing I will say to keep an eye out for, if she starts saying, I don't feel comfortable you hanging out with this guy, not because of, like, a sexual thing, but because she doesn't like this person.
Yeah,
So once your significant other is telling you who you can and can't hang out with, assuming these people aren't, like, drug addict crackheads that are going to be stealing your money and trying to stab you in the dark, you know? Like, you know, obviously.
Let's hope not.
Right. It's just like, I don't like him because he's too loud and, you know, he's always just hanging out with so many girls and he won't settle down. Like, once this person, like male or female or whatever, is telling you who you can and cannot be friends with for not a real reason.
That becomes controlling.
That is a form of abuse.
Yeah.
Get out. So, but I mean, I get the whole, you know, being jealous.
The different sex thing.
But
I mean, I would like to say I don't get jealous, but so I do. So I totally would not like if my boyfriend was driving 2.5 hours to see some shit. But I will actually, like, I'm honestly still curious to see how long you guys have been together.
Yeah.
Like, if this is a chick that you're, like, really thinking long term, kind of, definitely talk to your friend about it and see if you can kind of morph the friendship into more of a three-way kind of thing.
Friendship. Three-way friendship. More messages. I'm so excited. We've been getting more messages.
I hope that was helpful. Yes. That was a good question.
Says, sorry for this weirdness. Just wanted to reach out and let you know how much you all mean to me. Your shows have helped me a lot. So please share this with everyone else in the show. Love you guys platonically, of course. Anything else would just be weird. Smiley face. I think he means like the morning show, the podcast, like all the different podcasts.
Yeah.
I think. So yay.
You should have put a winky face at the end there.
Platonically. It's the smiley face with the D, the big happy smiley face.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
I do too.
The D.
All right. We got another. Holy crap.
This is a novel.
Yep.
Do you want to do it in a voice?
No.
Damn it. Okay.
So this is going to be a long text, and I'm sorry, but here we go. First, Vicky, how are you doing after your gender bender? He later commented, fender bender. Because I got into it. So last week, after the podcast, actually, I drove Sarah home.
Drove me home because she's so nice.
So I drop her off at Mercer Island, and then I just take 405 through Bellevue to get home in Lake Stevens. It's not a big deal. I was actually on my way to go to Everett so I can go see the Han Solo movie.
Oh, yeah.
And as I'm going, the car in front of me was kind of slowing down, like stopping really fast. So I kind of made sure I gave him some distance. So I'm like, I don't know what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
I think the person behind me got annoyed and wanted to get out of the lane. Fine. That's fine. She was not paying attention to where I was in our lane. She was paying attention to the person in the left lane so she could swoop in and get in.
Totally, yeah.
And so she got real close and bumped my back.
She bumped your booty.
So I've been trying to deal with the Canadian insurance people, and luckily I have a friend. Shout out to Lena.
What up, Lena?
That's what she does. She assesses damage to cars and works with insurance people. So I'm like, what is the damage here? And how do I deal with the Canadian insurance? Because apparently in Canada they have two insurance companies.
Two
insurance companies, and I hear they're both pains in the ass to work with. So I've been dealing with that. I had some back pain for a little bit because I already have a messed up back.
But you're doing okay now?
I'm doing okay. The most of the pain was probably Saturday. But
it's crazy how it delays so much with whiplash.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, I've been fine.
You're okay in your car?
My car is drivable. It's more cosmetic damage than anything. So I'm like, I just don't want it to look this crappy.
A little scratch, a little bend.
It's a lot of scratches and some bends, but nothing. Yeah. I can drive it fine. I don't have to worry about my car.
Were you on the freeway?
Yes.
So you guys have to pull over?
Yeah, we were a couple lanes in too, so we had to pull over two or three lanes to get to the right, to the so that was stressful. I'm glad she followed. I was paranoid that she wouldn't follow me and just keep going.
Yeah, because at that point you have to be really on your game to get that license plate number, right? Or they can be gone,
right? And luckily she was very apologetic, very sorry, because she's Canadian. Very nice. But we got that all figured out. And I was like, I don't want to call the cops. I just want to go.
No, because I'll probably add an extra hour at least.
So I got home, got in the tub, and just chilled.
Yeah,
so,
good.
So, but yeah, I am doing all right. Anyways, he's like, and second, today while in Winco, I was buying my son some raspberries along with other groceries. Mm. While standing in line to pay, my son was holding the container of raspberries, and I say to him, boy, don't open them. Wait until we get home. In a stern but playful tone, then 20-something blonde hippie-looking chick behind me says, someone should call you in for child abuse. CPS needs to take that child from you.
What?
When I inquire to why making my son wait for his treat till I get home is a bad thing, because teaching, patience is a good thing. He spelled patience as in doctor's patience instead of patience.
Oh, that's what I would do.
Me too. She looks at me and says, you're forcing a gender onto your baby and you're abusing it. You're not fit to be a parent, and that child needs to be able to choose its own. Okay.
What? Wait, why? Because he said,
boy.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing. You are all there's a lot of people out there.
Was that the end of the text?
No.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people, just to kind of explain, because I see this a lot on the internet, that believe that you shouldn't apply gender names, or you need to do non-gender specific name to your kids, that you shouldn't be raising them with genders and stuff. I feel like let your kid, hey, you're a boy or girl. If you love dolls and you're a boy, go for it. I'm not going to say no, when I have kids. But it's you're still a boy. If they one day grow up and be I don't think I'm a boy, I think I'm a girl. It's okay, let's explore that. I'm not going to deny that from them. But for the most part, I feel like most of the population is their gender. Because that's biologically and hormonally what usually people feel
If you're born with a penis, you're going to be considered a boy. If you're born with a vagina, you're going to be considered a girl. If it changes along the way, or you want it changed, or whatever, that's fine. But until that happens, or you in your mind you think I'm something else, I'm gonna call you a boy, or I'm gonna call you a girl.
Right.
Gonna call you a lady, call you a gentleman. I'm gonna call you a dude. I'm gonna call you a dudette.
I call everyone dude. By the way, dude is genderless.
I know, right?
Nobody says dudette.
And guys.
Yeah, guys is what's genderless guys? At this point, but people get offended. Some people do get offended. I feel like there's an overcorrection right now that's going on.
It is serious. It's so. My mind hurts sometimes.
I know people that are trans, and when they say, you know what, I am no longer female, please don't call me she or her, please say him, and then other vice versa. It's I'm no longer a guy, please refer to me as she. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a little time to adjust. I might, might slip up.
Yeah.
But I respect that, and that's how I will do it. But the fact that these are babies. They're kids.
They think the boy probably thinks he's a boy.
He doesn't care. He wasn't focusing on the boy part. He was focusing on his freaking raspberries.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, yeah. So I think there's an overcorrection because we're trying to be so politically correct. We're overcorrecting. And I will say,
and it's really like,
I will say what my friend says. You know, have you seen Archer?
Yeah.
It's like, do you want ants? Because this is how we get ants. Not to get too political here, but do you want Trump? Because this is how we get Trump. Overcompensating. Overcorrecting. So, it's like when she said this, I was completely dumbfounded. My only reply is, okay, look, I'll raise my child the way I believe is best, and you can raise yours the way you feel is right. But don't, chick, don't ever threaten someone like that, or someone could take it wrong, and you could get hurt. That's where I messed up, because she took it as a threat and stormed out of the store. I didn't think much of it till I got to the car. This crazy chick pulled up behind me and took down my license plate number and called it to the police.
What?
She told the cops that I was abusing my child in the store and that I had threatened her when she confronted me about it. I live a block away from Winco, and before I got home, I was getting pulled over. Luckily, the cops were very nice, listened to my side of the story, and since my son was giggling and happy, they let me go and told me not to worry, nothing else would come of it. So in the lights of these events, I have to ask, since when is it wrong to call a boy just that, a boy? Why does gender matter so much, and why does everyone feel like they need to stick their nose in our lives? And then that's when he says, oops, fender bender, not gender bender. Which is funny considering the topic.
Yeah, considering the whole, yeah.
Of your message. I do think it's, you know what, it's whatever gender you are or aren't is not anyone's business. And so with her thinking that too, like, or, you know, trying to get like, oh my God, you're doing this. Like, you know what, that is not your business what gender my child is. So back off.
So
you're not abusing it. If he was slapping his kid around or like throwing him against the wall, yeah, call CPS. But
yeah,
no.
But I mean, like, even if, I don't know, I get totally dumbfounded with the whole boy girl thing. Even if you call, if it was a girl and you call it a boy, or the other way around, la la, like, that is nobody's business but your own and your kid.
Or like, even the people that get really offended, like, when I remember once, I'm like, hey boys, how's it going, to a table once, and I didn't realize the girl was dressed very, she was a
boy like,
yeah, she had short hair, like she looked like a boy, or she had her hair in a beanie,
mm-hmm.
and she was wearing like a hoodie, and they all looked the same. They're all like, the brother and the dad looked the same. And he's like, my daughter here would like this, and I'm sitting here like, it didn't click until later in the day. I'm like, damn it.
I did that with the two kids too. It's like, I said like, oh, like, what does your sister want? And the sister looks at me and he's like, I'm a boy. And I'm like, I can't tell. You look like a girl. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. And then there's they and thems and like as pronouns right. now or whatever.
Yeah. I know somebody that doesn't want me to call them neither he nor she. And that's not the reason I don't like them. I don't like them because they're annoying as crap.
But like, screw, that's you, confusing buddy. To me. And I was talking to my boyfriend about this yesterday, and I was like, now learning the English language is going to be even more harder. Because it's,
sorry, your grasp on the, sorry.
Going to be, oh yeah, okay, well.
It's going to be harder.
More hard.
It's going to be harder.
Anyway, see, I don't even know the English language.
That's so. Why I laughed.
But like, he, she, and then now we can call they and them, but it can only be one person. It doesn't have to be a multiple group of people. Like, it's just, it's confusing. It's confusing. And then are we going to have like male, female, they, them bathrooms now or something? Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're doing right now the whole like genderless bathrooms, which I think is cool. And people complain like, well, what about like, here's the thing when I get frustrated with the whole like, oh my God, trans people are like in the bathrooms. Like, I don't feel safe around them. Like, I feel more safe around a trans person, you know, whether they're male or female, whatever they are, in my bathroom than most dudes. So I'm like, I'm not worried about the trans population. I'm worried about the pervert dudes out there. So, yeah, calm down.
I want,
you know what? Every bathroom should just be single stall because I don't want anybody else to hear I'm pooping.
Exactly. Exactly.
I went to this brewery in Seattle once. I think it was in Capitol Hill. And they have, like, their stalls, but they're all the way up, like,
oh,
rooms.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all in, like, a major, like, a hallway. So it's not like you pass by. And so you walk out and, like, I don't know if they could hear you. But you're just kind of walking out to like where everyone's kind of is.
That's weird.
And so I'm like, there's like, there could be someone like pooping right next to you that's a dude. And then you have a girl on the other side of you. And I'm just like, I don't want to poop here.
Yeah. Like, and then everyone's walking by like, can they hear? Are these soundproof? Hello.
Okay. We got one more text message.
Okay. But yeah, dude, you're in no wrong. That hippie chick sounds
crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. And she probably would get offended that we called her a chick.
Right.
She's probably not a chick. Well, she probably is a chick, but doesn't want to be a chick.
She's probably an evil human being. So a while ago we got a message, we did not get a name with the message, but basically he was saying that he's the 45 technically, 21 mentally and 38 physically, you know, he's kind of dating someone. She's kind of cool, but reserved, and he's a little bit more outgoing, obnoxious even. She seems like she'd be pretty cool, and the sex is okay. But, you know, it's not horrible. It's whatever. He's not mentally feeling her. She's kind of a rebound. But the demeanor and personality feels like his ex-girlfriend. And so she is a rebound because he's been got out of a 3-year relationship. And this is the first girl he's been with since summer of last year. So he was like, what should I do? It's like, so he was saying, like, we think like dudes, but we're feminine deep down. Like, what should we do? Because this is a rebound. He's not, I don't think he feels her that he's going to end up dating her, because he also feels, she feels too much like an ex. She's not great at the whole sex thing. And then, so what he said, I talked about the sex thing with her, and she said she tried things. We sent some porn clips back and forth that said we had fun last weekend. But one more thing that I failed to mention is that she's tiny, 5 foot, 100 pounds, no boobs, tiny. Like, Danny V has bigger boobies. She's pretty and sexy, but I would like the whole package now. I'm no Channing Tatum, not even close. So am I
pretty
being shallow?
Pretty unsexy? Is that what you said? Pretty what?
She's pretty and sexy.
Pretty and sexy. Okay, okay.
Right. He's like, I'm no Channing Tatum, not even close. So am I being shallow now? And I thought I'd asking if she had ever thought about implants. I still don't know what to do. Help. I'm like, well, Marty. His name is Marty.
Marty.
In Tacoma. It's like, okay, if you're not feeling the girl, then move on. And like, if she's not your body type, honestly, I think it's, if you guys were madly in love, you're like, hey, I'll buy you these implants, whatever. But like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't go to like start dating a guy because I'd want to change him. Like, that seems a little silly. It's like you're trying to build. This isn't build a bitch. Like,
build a bitch.
I stole that from somewhere. I don't remember where.
That's
like probably
funny.
Twitter. It's like, you know, it's, that's a little silly to me.
Well, and it doesn't even really sound like you're. It sounds like you're very on the fence about it. And I think you think this is an okay rebound. But I think you also kind of don't want to get deeper into it because you deep down know inside that this is just a rebound.
And you're hoping by, you know, her getting implants or becoming sexier and all this that maybe
like
it can turn into something.
More sexual things, looking at porn and la la la. I think you're hoping that's it's going to trick yourself or make you, quote unquote, really be into
like
her.
Desire
her. Yeah.
Especially like, I don't know who broke up in what situation with the 3-year relationship. Did she break up with you or did you break up with her?
Or was it a bad breakup regardless?
Right. So are you kind of rebounding with this person because she does kind of remind you of your ex? So you miss that. And so that's not a healthy situation to be in.
Yeah, especially for long. I mean, if it was like, it's like a month or two, yo, hit it and quit it. But don't like keep leading her on to where she thinks this is going to be something more than just a rebound.
By the way, that is like the most annoying thing. Anybody that just kind of leads somebody else on.
Well,
be
especially
up front
when you go,
with it.
Because if she is any like type of woman with a brain in her head, she's probably going to ask you if she's the rebound. Especially if it was closely after 3 years you broke up. Like, that's a long time to be in a relationship. And then if you're getting in something month or two after, like, I would question, like, is this a rebound situation?
Unless she thinks like us and it's like, okay, I know I'm a rebound. I'm just here for the sex and just, like, you know, just because you're here.
Unless she likes that, too.
But
and then,
she's not going to get fake implant, like, fake boobies for you.
Unless
like,
you pay for them.
Unless you pay for them and then she'd never see you again, right? It's like, anything we do, whenever, I don't know about you, but whenever I was with a guy that I didn't really care about emotionally, it's like, hey, we're just here for the ride. Literally. I was like, I'm not going to do anything for you. I'm not here to cook and like treat you special or do any of these things.
But this you probably didn't call him your boyfriend.
No.
Yeah. I think this is like their boyfriend, girlfriend.
Kind of status.
I think so. And I think you, Marty, she's not the one. She's just the one right now.
Yes.
And I think you should be honest with her. Really. And get a new rebound.
Just like, but go enjoy. Go on Tinder. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty of fish. Do all that good stuff.
Tinder and all those websites are really good for just rebounds.
Yeah, but I have very low tolerance, especially lately, because I feel like I keep hearing all these stories of like just people just being dragged on. It's like, okay, just be upfront or just freaking be done. And same like with the girls. It's like, all right, this is what's going on.
Because it just hurts.
Cut it off. It just sucks.
It's going to hurt, period. But it's going to hurt more the more you lead them on. Or the more you say, like, oh, no, I love you. You're not a rebound. Or you're not, you know.
Yeah, and it's then like, I care about you. I could see this going somewhere. It's like,
Can you really, though? Like, can you really, though?
It's like, if you can't take that next step to, like, get it to be where you want it to be, like, actually start the relationship, then and you're worried, like, I'm going to hurt somebody. It's like, you already are.
Yeah, and I know you might be in the mindset like, oh, if I say this right thing, though, I can, you know, get some action tonight.
It's like,
ugh.
Just Just be done.
Go to your local bar and get some action from the bartender, okay?
I actually had a topic in mind, but we've kind of gone a little long. Do you think we can do it?
Yeah, let's knock it out.
All right. I found this article talking about 17 small but significant lifestyle changes that can help people with anxiety. Now, I feel like we are not only living in a time where we are just super stressed out, we're living in a part of the country, you know, that's very, you know, we don't get a lot of sunshine over here. I feel like everyone here is very depressed or anxious. And I don't mean to speak for you, but I feel like we experience a lot of anxiety and depression. And it's just
the pressure of just the world now,
like succeeding and
like money and how everything's so expensive, and at least in Seattle,
and you're getting crapped on because you're like, it's like you're not doing this, but then you're also being told, well, like, you can't do this, like, we can't literally. I kind of had like a little mini freak out moment with like my mom the other day. I was like, I feel like a failure as an adult because like I should be like have most of my down payment ready for when I buy my house and I'm not close yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm gonna, like, I'm trying, every time I try to like save a big chunk of money, like something pops up. Like I had to pay like a deductible for like my insurance for, and then I had to do this and then this. And it's just like, there's no winning. And it's my mom's like, well, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have rent that you have to pay. I'm like, but, like, my pride, you know, I'm being told by the rest of the world that I'm a lazy millennial.
Right? Or
and that we can't do anything ourselves, and we actually can't because we don't have the resources and everything's just effed.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of pressure, and I feel like this is probably everywhere with like your age. Something that's so simple and you've no control over, but there's so much pressure, like, oh, you're older. Well, what are you doing now? Right. Oh, you're almost 30. Well, what
it's
are
like,
you doing
you know
now?
What I did when I was 30? It's like, yeah, but this whole situation
was a different time.
Yeah, it's a very different time. Don't get me wrong. I wish I had my own house right now and I had, you know, all these things, but I do not.
Yeah, I wish I had all my ducks in a row, but they're everywhere.
They're just like running around. They're all blind. You know, a couple of them are peg legged. It's like, I don't know.
They're running into things.
It's like, don't go to the lawnmower. No, come back.
No, that one got eaten.
But there's a lot of different techniques and different things that you can do to reduce your anxiety. It's like recognizing that you are not alone, that it's okay to not be okay. Therapy is a very good method. Don't be discouraged by therapy. Some people are like, I tried a therapist once and I didn't like it. I'm like, here's the thing.
That was the wrong therapist.
It was the wrong therapist. Yeah. It's like, if you go get your hair cut once and they mess up your hair, are you never going to get a haircut again? No, you go to a different hairstylist.
I like that analogy.
Exactly.
That's good. Yeah, I've had bad therapists and I've had good therapists. So it definitely, you have to vibe with someone.
It's work.
Yeah. Oh.
And by the way.
It is work. That's usually like, when I'm in therapy, that is like the worst hour of my week. I come out with swollen eyes because I've been sobbing the whole time. Like, but I go in like, oh, I have nothing to talk about. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, when I was 3 years old. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's really intense. And I mean, it sucks. But it's like in the long run, so good.
So it's a good method.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good way to think of like little things to help when you are really anxious or things to do.
That being said, though, there's other little things that you can do to your lifestyle that can help. And these are things I never really thought about. And this is just kind of like what people have shared with this article. One of the things is making your bed every morning. I never make my bed.
I never do that.
I do like once a week.
Unless I'm like clean sheets, obviously, or I'm going on vacation.
Yes.
I love to come home to a like clean room and a made bed.
Me too.
Yeah.
High five.
I love that.
So it says, I make my bed every morning. That way I start my day feeling like I've already accomplished something. So also, no matter how bad my day is, I have a nice home to come to.
Huh.
That's a really good way to think about
it. That is a good way to think about it. I think of accomplishing something when I get dressed. I put clothes on.
It's like, oh my God, I'm out the door. Second one is keeping your phone on silent. It's like, I keep my phone on silent and I never realized how much anxiety came from sudden phone calls or texts like I wasn't expecting. And it doesn't help that 9 times out of 10, it's a text that causes me more anxiety, drama, or stress.
It's weird because I'm a really big person when it comes to when you go to a movie, like you put your phone away and on silent. You don't look at it. It's not even near you. And it's really, really nice. Because
like go into a movie theater, but also. Like,
when you go into a movie theater, you don't have your phone on vibrate. You don't have it on anything. And that's like 2.5 hours of for sure nothing. But when I put my phone just like on alarm mode or something, I used to do that when I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It would give me anxiety thinking like, what if someone's in a car accident in the middle of the night and they're trying to call me? So that's weird because that gives me even more anxiety. Like
it's, I feel like they will find a way to contact you. Like they, it will, if they really need you, because if someone gets in a car accident, it's like, you just go to the hospital. But I don't like.
But like an emergency, and they need me, and then my phone's on silent. Like,
I mean, what did we do beforehand before we had phones?
I had a landline.
Exactly. Like, what if you were home and there was an accident? Like, it's just, it's, we adapt. And I'm thinking I'm going to start, because I do, I am addicted to my phone and
yeah,
I hate
you
it.
You are, yeah.
And I really hate it. It's one of those like, okay, stop. And then I like, without thinking, I grab it. So I'm trying to find ways to kind of put it away.
Maybe you get a safe for it.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, like some sort of box. And then, like when it's in there, but I,
use
but
it.
I
like
get that
during like family dinners or like any kind of dinner or like when you're out at a restaurant, you put it in your purse for the whole time.
I get this anxiety though, like, and it has happened, like that when I take a nap or when I put it away, that's when I get all the text messages for work, like, oh, this is messed up, this needs to be fixed, this and this. Mm-hmm. It's like I have that anxiety, like, what if? Or some, like, kind of the same thing, like, what if someone's dying?
But that's like, that's for me, like, when you're in a movie, like, it's supposed to be away,
right?
Or when you're on an airplane. Well, at least mine is, because mine's ghetto. But, like, it's supposed to be away, you know?
Like, honestly, they found out that that doesn't actually.
I never thought that, like, did anything with the cell phone towers and crap. I'm like, nowadays, we must have a better way to do that.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
But they still stay, put it on airplane mode. I know, it's weird. Doesn't matter. I agree.
One other thing on this list is opening up to others about your anxiety. Like, I didn't feel so much lighter until I started telling people, like, hey, I'm not okay right now.
Like and friends or yes. professionals, friends?
I mean, I guess both. Like, even with some of like my really closest friends, when I sat there and I said, look, this is what's been going on with me for a while and I'm just now coming to terms with it. And they're like, oh, I was not expecting this.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been like my support and my rock. And I've told a couple of my friends this, and like even friends that I'm not particularly like close with anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, this is what's been going on. I'm kind of doing my thing.
So, don't be like, offended. Like, if I'm not. I've been distant or something.
Like, this is the path I'm traveling right now. So
plus, like, I feel like a lot of people can relate.
Right.
And, like, you wouldn't know that until you opened up and then they're like, oh, wow. Right. Well, dude, I was, you know, feeling the same way last year or whatever.
And, like, even the same friend where I'm like, probably not. This is part of the reason why I don't hang out and I probably won't be hanging out. And every now and then they'll send me, like, reaffirming, like, pictures, whether it's a cute picture or something, like, hey, thinking of you. And I'm just sitting here, like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, like, that's lovely. Like, I didn't think we'd have a friendship again. That was really nice.
That's so lovely.
Four, spending less time on social media and limiting screen time.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah, you are. Saying no. Being honest and telling people no. Saying maybe doesn't help. And I'm telling you no for a reason. Respect that and don't come back at me for it. I'm trying my best, but I have my limits on what I can do. And if I can do it, I will do it.
I'm pretty bad at that.
Really? Because you're really good at being, like, honest and upfront. Like,
I'm
you do what you
front,
say what you'll do.
Yes, but I also, I understand that, like, friendships are work and you have to see people.
Right.
And, you know, as much as I would rather be taking a nap right now or this, that, and the other, we have plans and I'm not going to bail, you know?
Right.
Or, okay, I haven't seen you in a week or two. Like, let's schedule this, let's schedule that, even though I know I would rather.
Right. But if you're not doing okay and you're having a hard time, be like, hey, you know what? Not this week. Let's do something for next week.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Not if it's like, if it's already, let's say like we schedule something for next week and next week I'm not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I made the plan. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm not going to be like, I have to say no, actually. You know what I mean?
I thought,
that
like,
kind of thing.
Although I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm not offended. If you come up at me honest about it, like I've done that with my friend. I'm like, look, I'm having a really bad night. I can't go out right now. Like, I just can't. I'm not going to be fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Please forgive me. Like, I'm going to have to do this. Like, and I try not to be that person, but sometimes you just, if you are having a hard time, like adding that extra stress, because I've done that where I've had to go places and it's happened recently. Like, I had to go to a party. Like, I have to go, like, this is an important party. Like, I want to see these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a smile on my face as best I could, but I was just not in a good place.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, if you like, and you know, it's, I don't, personally, well, if somebody comes up to me and says, look, this is what's going on, okay, I understand that. However, if you just bail on me, you're like, bye, sorry. Okay, I'm going
to
get
mad. See, I'm bad at even being like, hey, this is what's going on. Because I'm like, Sarah, you made plans, like, stick to your word.
Right. But if you were having a hard time, like, if you're like, I'm a ball of anxiety, I'm crying, I'm puffy and everything, like, I'm having a hard time, be like, Sarah, rest. Do what you got to do. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You want to come over here and I can help take care of you? That's fine.
You can cry into my arms.
My strong, muscular arms.
Oh, my strong shoulder here.
But, you know, it's just, one of the things I do love about you is that you are a man of your word.
A woman of my word.
Right.
Yeah, which I mean, I feel like more than most. So I feel like if I did do that to a lot of people, they would be like, okay, girl, it's all good. Like, yeah. It's just a day. It's just a lunch. It's not like brain surgery or something.
It's not my wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Another one is using cognitive behavioral therapy techniques, aka the Jedi mind tricks.
Oh, is that like looking in the mirror and like saying positive affirmations about things?
Kind of. It's this person says, here's how it works. I try to objectively reflect on and assess my day. For example, I'll think about what happened that day and rate how good the day was. However, I have to be able to provide evidence from the day to back up my rating. So since anxiety convinces me I had a crappy day, when I made my day concrete, when I make my day concrete by reflecting on specific goals I did meet and specific things I did accomplish and specific little surprises that were positive, I see that it was actually a good day.
Hmm.
So my attitude towards the day improves. So it's cut down or how often I claim I had a crappy day. And I can tell it was just the anxiety, you know, making that memory seem not positive.
Oh.
So if you're like, oh, my God, I had a crappy day. I got in a fight with Sarah. It's like, today just sucked. Everything sucked. And it's like, well, but I got to go have lunch with this person I haven't seen in forever. And I got told I did a good job at work. And, you know, I fixed the car tire all by myself. You know, like,
yeah.
Once you start kind of thinking of these positive things. And it'll trick
your mind.
It's really silly. Like, I always hated saying, like, think positive, guys. But it really does help.
Yeah. I'm noticing that I'm doing that a lot. Like Monday I was exhausted or something, but then I had to be like, Sarah, you worked all weekend. Like it's okay. Just chill. Or if like, I'm really, really don't want to go to the gym, focus on the two classes you did yesterday, you know, like that kind of thing.
Don't put yourself down for what you didn't do, but bring yourself up for what you did do.
Yeah. When I eat a whole chocolate cake to myself, you think about that carrot you had the day before.
I want cake now.
That sounds bomb, actually.
7 is starting a mindful practice, like yoga and meditation, deep breaths. There's an app a doctor told me about. I haven't gotten to try it yet, but if you guys have tried it, let me know. Where is it? It is called Headspace.
Mm.
So let me know if you guys have tried it.
Meditation, you just got to do it. I'm really bad at it, but if you just like put whoever speaks to you on and just do exactly what they say, it actually does really calm you. But I need someone to say, I can't just sit there and like...
Do it yourself?
Yeah, hell no. My mind would be racing like crazy.
Everyone needs to do what works for them. Another one, this is what I do. And this brings me so much peace.
Baths.
Writing down your schedule and or to-do list. Like, yeah. I will rewrite them and write them because it's just so comforting. And then you get, like, a really nice pen and paper. And
then you, good. Like, mark, like, cross it off when it's done.
Sometimes I'll add stuff later that I've already done, add it to the list so I can cross it off.
Just to cross it off. That's all funny.
All right. I'll get through the rest of these pretty quick because we do got to go. 8, 9 is working out.
Oh, yep. That really, really helps me.
Mm-hmm.
If it exhausts my mind and my body, like...
It's perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
10 is practicing acceptance. Accepting this is as part of who I am and allowing me to step back when needed, totally guilt-free. Also letting go how it makes others feel guilt-free. So just
accept I'm so bad at that. I want my boobs to be bigger.
I know.
I'm not accepting my itty-bitty
bitties.
Committee.
11 is cutting toxic people and things out of your life. Whether it's some people... rely on whether it's drugs or alcohol or negative things in their lives, like
it's really hard to have friendship breakups though. It's like a real it's like a regular boyfriend girlfriend breakup.
I've ghosted some friends.
Oh, I hate ghosting though.
I do too. It's just like I can't do this. Like I don't even want to, like I don't have the energy to like fight. I just
don't even
need
have
you
the
out.
Energy to say I can't do this.
Like I need you out. And I've done that, and like some of those people are back in, like in a way or two, because we've worked it out.
Good.
Establishing a bedtime routine might be silly, but after brushing your, like this person says, after brushing my teeth, I wash my hands with a lavender soap. It smells good on my hands. I climb into bed, take some deep breaths, do a mantra. Like some people
I
just,
love that idea.
Like kind of like have all these different steps in place. Like I saw one like on a video and it's like the girl had like her humidifier and like these that had like the scents and she like put a little mask on and she like did like a face, like some people like doing like the moisturizing routine, like just to kind of clean your face, clean yourself, get yourself ready for sleep.
Oh, I want some fun hand soap.
We should find some.
Oh, yeah. That sounds nice.
Journaling. 14 is doing something with your hands. Definitely. When I'm stressed out, like I need to.
Oh.
I'll do my arts and crafts.
I thought we were talking about other
things. But I mean that too, I guess. Keep your hands busy.
That de-stresses me.
15 is cutting out caffeine. Yeah.
Whenever I
was not doing coffee for a little bit. And once I got back on it, I was like, ah, crap.
I'm so jittery now.
Like,
what's
jittery and anxious. I'm like, I hate everything. Ah. So
coffee doesn't do that to me.
Well, I don't drink it enough to where it's kind of like alcohol. You don't drink it after a while. You're lightweight.
I could like drink coffee and then go to bed.
It doesn't make me awake. It just makes me.
Your body.
My
like,
body's. Ugh. Yeah. Like my mind's still kind of foggy, but everything else is like. Ugh. Giving yourself time in the morning to prepare for the day. So if you're one of those people that run out the door last second, might be a little bit more anxiety filled.
I take 20 minutes. That's why I look this great. I can't be getting up like we can't be getting up an hour or two early to have a cup of coffee and sit and read the newspaper.
I know. People are like, oh, I work out before I go to work. I'm like, no, if I did that, I'd be awake at 2.
And gyms aren't even open.
Or like 1. No.
No.
Work out later. The last one on the list is practicing. 16 is giving yourself time. I already did that one. Practicing gratitude. Listing 3 things I'm thankful for every day. No repeats. I'm thankful for the sun one day, and I'm thankful for this, you know, going on a walk. I was thankful for this.
I've tried to do that, and then I just say stupid stuff.
Sometimes the stupid stuff is what's good.
I'm thankful for Vicky's booty.
We're all like thankful like that. For that.
Hey.
But yeah, let us know any tricks you guys do to kind of.
That really helps your anxiety, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure everyone here has anxiety. Like, who are we kidding?
Ooh, it sucks.
It's a difficult time, so we might as well just take it easy on each other and take it easy on ourselves.
Yeah, and if you have any other comments or advice for any
of the texts.
Yes, and keep us posted, please.
Yes, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.